Western producer, EcoRobotics recently sold its first Canadian sprayers to two major Quebec vegetable growers who each crop more than 1,000 acres. They deliver fresh produce daily direct to New York and Boston. One of those growers is Guillaume Cloutier. "We use it every day," he says. "I think we've sprayed about 700 acres with it so far. We focus on our onion and lettuce fields first, then carrots and other crops. We are very happy with how the machine is simple to use, rapid, and how the cameras can detect very small weeds. The people are very good with service and to help us. It's not perfect yet, but they're working to improve the algorithm so it works on our muck soil." Cloutier says muck soil on his farm averages 95% organic matter. This is the organic black soil left after draining a swamp or marshland. This moist organic substrate conserves water and releases plant nutrients. Loose soil particles allow root vegetables such as carrots and onions to grow big without much resistance from the soil. "We can have a lot of wind damage on young plants, so we plant barley in when we seed the onions. The barley dies and lays flat on the field, but the algorithms need to be adjusted to compensate for that. They are using their AI, so they will have the problem fixed in not much time. This new sprayer is not so slow as you might think. It's 7 km/h. That's about how fast we go with our conventional open sprayer. In vegetables, we only spray at 8 km maximum. We can do 100 acres in a day with this machine. We grow a total of 1,300 acres of vegetables and we have a lot of weed pressure. So we might spray each field 8 or 10 times in a season. This machine saves up to 80% on the product we spray. One sprayer isn't enough. We need one more. Maybe two more. We paid about $200,000 for this first sprayer. I see it will pay for itself in less than 2 years. In addition to spraying less chemical, there is also the fact that we hire less labor." He said that in normal soil with less weeds, a grower can reasonably expect a 90% cost saving on chemicals. Martin Van Winden says he's only had the unique sprayer 2 months, but already sees a dramatic reduction in the volume of applied crop protection products. So far he has sprayed 300 acres of lettuce with the EcoRobotics, but will use it later this summer for shallots and onions. "We didn't need to do anything but go to the fields, fill the tanks and start spraying. We are impressed with its speed. Being able to do such precise spraying at 4.7 meters, p. h, is amazing. There's no waste because it just sprays on the target spot. I think we'll see that we can cut back 80 or maybe 85% on chemicals," Van Winden said. Both farms plan to use their EcoRobotics era to apply different kinds of phytosanitary products. Cloutier calculates the savings on chemical use will allow him to pay off the machine in 1 to 2 cropping seasons. Phytosanitary product savings are not the only benefit. There's also an increase in crop yields due to a reduction of phytotoxicity and manual labor. In a side-by-side field demonstration, an onion field was divided into 2 parts to compare phytotoxicity in crop herbicide treatment between a conventional application and the EcoRobotics era ultra-precision sprayer. One section was sprayed with the EcoRobotics era ultra-precision sprayer on the weeds without touching the onions. The other section received a blanket application with a conventional sprayer. Onions sprayed with the conventional sprayer are considerably smaller than onions in the plots sprayed with EcoRobotics era. Overall, crop health with the era sprayer seems much higher than with the conventional spraying method, even when increasing the dosages of the herbicides used. Conventionally sprayed onions experienced higher mortality, Van Winden said.